In this section, we'll take a look at our roles and our responsibilities as reliability professionals, especially when it comes to safety and to liabilities. I think it's a special set of roles and responsibilities because we're often the folks that are specifically looking at failures and when things don't work as they expect to work. Now, this obviously becomes involved with making estimates and identifying risks, making estimates of durability, working with suppliers and our design team and operations manufacturing teams. And we take on many different duties and responsibilities. Sometimes we're called on to work across boundaries and with different teams from different parts of our organization in order to get resolution to and mitigation of risks. And we also tend to bring to the table a overall perspective. We're not trying to get our design done before design freeze. We're trying to help the design team create a reliable product. Now, those aren't always the same thing, and they can come into conflict, especially when we're dealing with whether we're specialized or generalized. So even if we're tasked with just doing accelerated life tests, it's our generalized knowledge of reliability engineering across the entire life cycle that allows us to present that life data in a clear and convincing way that conveys what the data and the test results actually mean. But it's in context to that larger set of decisions that are being made, even if the only thing we contribute is one style of accelerated test. Likewise, we come to the table, as I mentioned earlier, with a pretty broad view of across the entire life cycle. And it's then in those cases that we may be identifying specific risks that then our specialized knowledge allows us to communicate clearly. In either case, our basic role as we gather and analyze data and look across the organization for where the risks are, as we perform our various tasks and working with teams on risk identification or analyzing field data, running experiments and so on, is our basic role is to help people make decisions. And so we need to know if this is the right component to use. Is this the right supplier to work with? Is the product ready to ship? Is it going to meet our reliability goals? So our role oftentimes is part of the decision-making process in providing information. And so doing that very clearly is to our own advantage. Now, you can often think of the reliability engineer as working as a consultant within the organization or for the organization. This is how I got started in reliability, is I was working explicitly as a consultant to different design teams and different parts of the organization. And we would work to understand the risks, understand where the opportunities for improvement were, and identify problems and issues that needed to be solved. And sometimes we ran experiments, sometimes it was simulation work, and it took on a number of different types of specific tasks, but in each case, we were not the final decision maker. It was left to the program team, the program manager, the engineer involved, and those that had the final say. Yet enabling them to make very clear and very clear decisions was the task we were ultimately asked to help do, is to make happen. So the notion is, and it goes back to that bonus section on influence, is that we're often not in the decision path directly. We may have a lot of influence on the decision, but it's just that influence. So working to fulfill our task and roles and to help people make decisions includes that additional role and responsibility to look out for safety and liability issues and make sure that those are well understood by those that are trying to make the decisions, especially when it's based on the data that we provide. So having somebody that is concerned about reliability in your organization, whether they're a reliability professional or reliability engineer or technician or not, is important. So there are very good organizations, in my opinion, that have very good cultures around reliability. And there's a handful of folks in those organizations that I would say are reliability minded. And another day, they might actually be reliability engineers, but their primary role is, say, technical marketing or electrical engineering. But they still ask the right questions. They still pursue the right information in order to make good reliability or make good decisions that has reliability as a part of that, the information needed to make good decisions there. And they help others to have the right information. So it might be a failure rate, it might be a response to a particular environment, or it might be how a failure manifests itself. Those are all bits and pieces of this overall decision-making, but from a reliability point of view, it spans the entire life cycle. So having more than one person thinking about reliability certainly helps the organization actually achieve the reliability objectives they set out. In the next section, we'll talk about system safety. It's the last section in the reliability management group of topics.